Why you chose this story for your film? What it can tell us?
I was born in Yugoslavia in a little city as a Hungarian minority, so the Balkan Wars was a part of our lives and it made a very big impact on my childhood. That's why I always wanted to work with this and discover unknown stories of ordinary people inside inhumane conditions. Our story takes place during the siege of Sarajevo in the early 90s, in a war-torn city where there is no sign of normal life. Our protagonist is a woman who lost his husband, but despite all the tragic moments of her life, she wants to keep her positivity and regain and rediscover her feminine values. Our movie tells a story about how to maintain our self-esteem, what are the borders, how to avoid the abuse of power, and also asks the question, is there a point when we can lose ourselves and dignity? Although our story takes place in 94, I think it has a very relevant topic and asks questions about our lives today.
This year, the Student Academy Awards competition received more than 1,500 movies. 39 of them were nominated in 7 categories, and the Academy has voted 15 films as winners. In your opinion, what is the element in your film that qualified it for the award? Have you expected to be chosen?
That's a really interesting question. I think it qualified because, as I said before, it has a very relevant meaning for today's viewer too. And it has a very universal story, which could have been in a lot of places in the world right now. Have I expected? I think no, because it's a really big thing, you know, when your film is recognized by the American Academy. It's like a huge honor, and I think it was a big surprise. We know that we made a very important film for us, and I hope for the viewers too, but this kind of light shining to our movie, it's just unbelievable, and we are very happy as a team, because, you know, I am the director, but I have to say that there is a team behind me. We work for a lot of short movies, also a television movie, documentaries before, so I think it is a very important brick inside the wall what we are building in our careers.
Will you compete for a big Oscar award with the film?
Well, now the film is eligible for competing in the Oscars race, so we submitted, and we will see what happened, because, you know, in the big Oscar race there is, again, 150 films to compete with, and we will see in December there will be the shortlist of 10 films, and then in January the 5 nominees will be chosen. So, well, we are very excited, and let's see what happens.
A week before award ceremony in LA, all winners had some activities. What kind of activities? Can you explain?
We had a wonderful week before this ceremony, and I'm very thankful to the Academy to organize this for us, because all the 19 winners were introduced to people who work in Hollywood, like producers, line producers, PR people, managers, and also directors and cinematographers. So basically they try to show us how the work flow in Hollywood and how you can step forward from this point, and it was very useful. We exchanged our contacts, and I hope that in the future there will be an opportunity for me to work there with them.
You also studied law before directing. Why? Was it your first choice? When and how you decided to switch university and start studying art?
To be honest, I didn't switch. I finished law school, and in the meantime I started film directing in the University of Theater and Film Arts Budapest, because this is basically the only place where you can study film directing on a high level in Hungary. So I decided that I want to be a director when I was 17, but back then I was not sure where to go, so my family was very conservative, and it was a narrow choice between medicine, law and economy. So I chose law, but soon I recognized that I will be not a good lawyer, so basically I was searching for the opportunity to go to the University of Theatre and Film Arts in Budapest, and I've done simultaneously the last year of law and the first year of film directing.
Now, when you have complete your studies, what is your plan? You are shooting these days, and can you tell us what is it about?
I have two feature plans right now, which we are working on with my writer, and our plan is to apply with them to the Hungarian National Film Fund. One of the stories is also a war story. It takes place in Bosnia, and the other one is a story which takes place in the 90s in Budapest, and it's about the story is inside the porn industry, which was very big in Hungary in the 90s. So these are very different film plans, but I hope that the Hungarian National Film Fund will find them interesting and they will support us.